Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm getting an update from Astra Exploration, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ASTR, and now traded on the OTCQB under the symbol ATEPF. That OTC listing just went live not that long ago, June 23rd. And remember, Astra Exploration, listed on the Venture Exchange, came public at the tail end of January of this year. I am chatting again with the CEO and director, Brian Miller. Now, Astra Exploration focused on the flagship Pampa Paciencia project in northern Chile. This is a gold exploration play. The company did just complete and now is fully released all of the drill results from the first round of drilling, that initial drill program. We'll touch on some of those results. But first things first here, Brian, I want to recap news regarding a financing from this month where the company brought in some well-known investors. The company raised $2.4 million with strategic investors that include Michael Gentili, Pete Maroney, New Ventures Equity, as well as Agentis Capital. Now, Brian, look, it's a tough environment to raise money right now, but let's talk about some of these strategic investors and their interest in this project. What can you tell us about what really enticed them to come into this financing?
Hey, Corey. Thanks. Appreciate it. Good to be back. It's been a while. It's been a busy few weeks for sure. It was very encouraging to receive the kind of interest that we did, given, you know, the current soggy market conditions. It's quite difficult for companies to raise money, but we really did attract an A-list of investors. And I think one thing that's important to point out is some of the connections with some of these individuals. Michael Gentili is obviously well known in the space. And he brought in Peter Maroney, and Peter's the executive chair at Yamana Gold. And as our investors are aware, a comparison that we often make is the El Peñon mine, which is about 175 kilometers south of Pampa Paciencia. There's similarities that we see between the two projects. We're not shy about saying that because technically there's several similarities there, but investors the like of Peter Maroney who come in on this, he's not shy about recognizing the similarities himself. So it's quite a vote of confidence regarding the potential that we see at Pampa Paciencia and a lot of those similarities between the two projects. I would also mention too, Dundee Precious Metals, a fund of theirs, New Venture Equities Fund, is a major investor of ours as well. And Rob Klassen's an analyst there, and he covered the story at El Peñon as well. He's a geologist by background. So it really is a unique group of investors that have, I think, a very solid understanding of the technical potential here at Pampa Paciencia.
Interesting to see a group of these guys come into the financing with that knowledge of good, maybe analog for this project. But again, still very early on for Pampa Paciencia. As I mentioned, all of the drill results from that initial program are now released. The May 25th news release announced the remainder of the 18 holes from that program. Can you summarize that program for everybody? I believe it was about 3,000 meters. What was your takeaway from all of these drill results that have come in now?
Yeah, the drill results were very encouraging from the first campaign, and that is correct. It was about 3,000 meters of RC drilling, and that was spread over 30 holes. Most of that drilling was relatively shallow in the main Paciencia zone, were some of the deepest holes that we drilled, and those were about 120 meters below surface. Everything else in Paciencia West, Paciencia East, were relatively shallow, and most of those were approximately 35 meters below surface. And we did use a small drill rig that was the best use of capital, the most efficient use of capital for the task at hand, but it was quite successful in delineating the continuity of those vein structures. So what came of that is we defined 1.4 kilometers of a thick vein structure near surface at the Paciencia vein system, which comprises the main vein and east and west. We also drilled some geophysical targets elsewhere in the property, a couple of blind geophysical targets that resulted in discovery of new vein structures that were previously unknown on the property. And we drilled a few other holes in the central zone. We weren't able to get through the andesitic rock, so the drill rig didn't have the capacity to go deep enough. But all in all, a very successful campaign in defining two discrete mineralized shoots near surface at the Paciencia vein, as well as identifying additional vein structures on the property for follow-up.
Now let's talk about the follow-up, because quite frankly, we waited to record this due to the start of drilling. Let's call it a phase two program here. First and foremost, because all those initial holes through that initial program were so shallow, is the follow-up focus going to be going deeper here? Is it going to be expanding along strike?
Yeah, absolutely, we'll be going deeper. The most compelling drill targets that we see currently are targets at depth and at depth and along strike. So the two mineralized zones that I mentioned, they are wide open. And from what we've seen, it looks like the vein structure continues to improve in thickness as we go deeper into the system. You know, as you mentioned, this is early and we're still at a high level in the system, or I guess I should say a shallow elevation below surface. So we have a lot to learn as we continue to explore these to depth. But by all indications, what we're seeing, it is evident that there's a sizable system here. So these drill results could have some significant results if the structures and grades continue to improve with depth.
So what are you looking at in terms of meterage and in terms of depth of the holes that will be drilled in this program?
I would say that it can be a bit dynamic simply because there's the vein structures, you know, they can change with depth as from the perspective of strike and dip orientation. So we'll be learning a lot as we go, but what we're expecting right now is to drill, say, up to 5,000 meters of RC drilling. And that could be, I don't know, I'm not real certain on the number of holes, but, you know, call it 20 holes, give or take, if we do 5,000 meters. And I'm hesitant on saying some solid numbers because we won't know, you know, there's a lot we'll be learning as we go. But we do plan to drill these mineralized zones down to at least 250 meters below surface is what we're targeting.
Now, do you have any insights then in terms of where more of the drill holes will go, whether in terms of the already known mineralization, whether it's Paciencia Este, Paciencia Central, Paciencia Oeste, so that stands for west or east of the main Paciencia area. Give us some more insights here on that allocation around known mineralization, please.
Okay. What I would do is the three segments that you mentioned, the Paciencia vein structure, there's Paciencia, Paciencia Oeste, and Paciencia Este. And so if we lump all three of those together, that's the 1.4 kilometers of strike length that I mentioned. You know, there could be, you know, call it 9 or 10 holes in that at least. So that's kind of what we're targeting right now. But as I mentioned, you know, that can change as we get results in the field and getting a better handle on what the mineralization controls are. There'll be a two-pronged focus with this program, and that's going to be to expand the known mineralization at those two mineralized zones, but also to, you know, as I mentioned, drill some other vein structures that we discovered in the last drill campaign. So it's going to be expanding known mineralization and continuing to expand the district potential.
So some of the things that I remember about that initial drill program were good grades. We saw anywhere from a few grams per ton the whole way up to in the mid-teens, 14, 15 grams per ton over some decent meters too. We're not talking under a meter here. We're talking sometimes 3-4 meters, and then the whole way up to, you had a couple of results that were almost 30 meters of width. What does this look like then? What type of a project is this? Because as much as we're talking veins, sounds like we're talking wider veins.
Without a doubt. That's been one of the most exciting things about this system since since we started was the size of some of these structures. And it's, you know, you mentioned the widths. You know, I would say consistently, if you look at the long section, and these are on our corporate presentation, I welcome people to go look because it really is impressive. But we have, as you said, mineralized intervals of anywhere between 15 and 35 meters, and these are continuous widths. And what's impressive is that these widths remain relatively regular throughout the strike of the vein. So you get this mineralizing envelope that's a really wide structure. And so if we do continue to see improved grades as we go down to depth, there is potential for higher grades across these wider intervals. And that really starts to add ounces to a resource very quickly. So that's one of the big potential opportunities we see with this project.
So Brian, I always have to ask now because I always get questions about it, and that is turnaround time at the assay labs. Any insights into how quickly some of these drill holes will be turned around?
I haven't heard anything differently than what we experienced so far, but the labs that we've been using, we use ALS, and they've been really good at turning around assays. And whether that was from the surface float sampling that we did early on to the drill program or the trenching program and the drill program that we did, we saw turnarounds of roughly 4 to 6 weeks. So not bad considering what you've been hearing in the rest of the world.
Yeah, that is. That's much better turnaround times. Okay. Overall, then, I'm assuming that this financing, it does cash you up for this round of drilling. As we leave here, Brian, what do you want investors to focus on? Again, understanding this is still early on at this project. It's the second phase of drilling following up from that first 3,000-meter program. What should investors be looking for to judge the progress and hopefully the growth of the mineralization through this next round of drilling?
Yeah, that's a very important point. That it is early on in the exploration stage for sure. But we are seeing, as I said, a lot of indications of some serious size and scalability potential here. So we're really focused on getting a better understanding of just where we are in the system elevation, what it is that controls grades. You know, I think one of the most important things to point out with these low sulfidation systems, it's often the case that exploration, it takes time before you even get into mineralization. That can be one of the biggest challenges is you find a low sulfidation system, but it's difficult to find the mineralized zones. So whereas we've identified two of them already early, I think that there's a really good chance that we continue to produce positive results and subsequently set ourselves up to create ever increasing quality drill targets as we move forward.
Okay. Brian, thank you for the update here. I will post a link to the news section on the Astro Exploration website so you all can read over the recent news as well as recapping some of those results from the Phase 1 program. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I am a shareholder of Astro Explorations. I will follow up as some more news hits the market. Brian, thank you again for your time. Thank you for the update.
Absolutely. Thank you, Corey. Appreciate it.